Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. Wow, guys. I've been holding back. I'm just noticing it now. How do you hold back? Do you know? I don't know what has happened over the last few days, but I've recognized how I've been holding back for a few years in certain areas of my life. You know, I think it's not until you start to change your behavior that you realize how shut down you've been for months, years, decades. I can't fully explain it, but I'm just going to go with this because I believe that we all have these areas in our bodies, in our minds, in our emotional bodies, in our spiritual lives, in our relationships, where we're just, the door is closed. The door is freaking closed. Woof. And I think it's kind of like when, if you've ever changed your diet or changed your sleeping habits, you know, it's not until you make a small change that you realize that, wow, I've been neglecting myself. Wow, I really haven't been sleeping for a long time. So something happened to me in February, which is a few months ago now, where I was driving down the road, a road I go down every single day to go to work. And I was driving normal driving, and I lifted my chin to look up at the sky, and I realized in that split second that I had had my head in the sand for 8 years. Now, I don't know where the number 8 comes from, but that's the number that came up. I have been in silence. I have been in quiet mode. I have been retracted from the world in many ways for a long time, and I didn't realize it. I didn't realize it. And what it felt like for me was that it felt like the music came back on in my life. The music came back on, the joy, the fun, the exhilaration. And so, you know, this may sound dramatic or it may not. Maybe you've had an experience like this. But when we allow ourselves to put down the heavy luggage that we've been carrying, right, the burdens, the cross, when we allow ourselves for a moment to put down the big heavy cloak that we've wrapped ourselves around, that we've separated ourselves from the world by wearing this heavy cloak, when we put that stuff down and we take a deep breath and we see the light and the joy and the fun and the music and the laughter around us, we realize, wow, I've kind of had my head in the sand, or I've really been avoiding this situation. Now, I can't tell you what it feels like for you. I'm just hoping that perhaps in sharing my story, it will maybe turn on a light bulb for you, maybe make you realize that this is happening for you or this has happened to you. So for the past few months, I've been listening to music again. I realize I haven't been listening to music. And in the last couple of weeks, I've been like almost obsessed with watching comedy on YouTube. Isn't that crazy? I just want to watch comedy. I want to laugh. I feel like I've been carrying so much responsibility. And we do. We carry so much responsibility. I've carried so much responsibility in running my business, in carrying 30 yoga teachers and 8 staff people and 80 classes a week and 24/7, almost 24/7, we're closed one day a year. And so, you know, even in saying it, I could feel my heart racing a little bit. I carry a lot of that with me all the time. And in carrying it, it's shut down. It shut me down from just relaxing and enjoying. And I'm just being fully vulnerable here and telling you the truth. You know, in writing the book for the last couple of years, that's also weighed me down. It's been a big responsibility that I've put on my own shoulders. I recognize this is self-inflicted pain here. And in raising children, my daughters are now in their early 20s, but boy, the last 8 years, and for some reason that number came up for me, right? The last 8 years would be in their, you know, their high school years, their college years. And that constantly holding on to, as mothers do, you know, carrying the weight of your children's burdens on your back as well. So in lifting my chin that day on that very familiar road, and just feeling as if I had come out of being underwater, that was another feeling that I sensed. It was like lifting my head up above the water and looking around. Oh. So now on the other side, at least for now, I can look back and say, wow, I really held myself back. I wasn't listening to music. I wasn't dancing. I wasn't laughing my ass off, you know, over the silliest things. I was holding back from feeling the true joy. This lifetime of ours, we are meant to have fun. We are meant to enjoy this experience of being alive. And I'm not saying like I haven't, you know, I've been like a basket full of, you know, misery for the last 8 years. I haven't by any stretch, but just the lightness of being, just experiencing that incredible lightness of being more, experiencing it more. So where have you shut down? And you don't have to answer the question. You know, because often in answering the question, we start to bring story in. And let's not do that to ourselves, right? There's enough self-judgment. But just ask, where am I not hearing the music? Where am I not feeling the joy? Where am I not laughing? When am I not dancing? I just watched today this fantastic video of Bruce Springsteen at a concert in Germany. And I'm going to put it in the show notes. Somebody had shared it on Facebook, and I love Bruce, and I've been to many of his concerts. And for me, Bruce Springsteen is like my high school, college, and early 20s is when I was really into it. And so I watched this unfolding, and I'm not going to tell you too much, but just to say that it's during a concert, and the band comes together, and they totally improv this old song, and it is just fantastic. And I just found myself, you know, with tears of joy and goosebumps and memories and oh my gosh, it was just an amazing few minutes this afternoon. Whoa, this is what it's about. We're not going to always be able to stand at the top of the mountain and scream and have that joyful, ecstatic peak experience. It's just not going to happen for us every day like that, but we can enjoy these moments of pure ecstasy in our daily lives. And I think for me, that's been a lot of what I've muted. I've muted this just joy of being alive because I've been carrying luggage of the need to do my business, to be a mother, to be good, to share. Oh, so it feels really good to just say it. But like I said before, oftentimes we have to come onto the other side. We have to peek through the blinds. Right, we have to remove the cloak or set down the luggage long enough to be able to lift our chin and say, wow, where have I been? And that's exactly what I said in that moment on the road. When I lifted my chin, I said, wow, where the F have I been? Where have I been for 8 years? Wow. And that's a moment of awakening. We have these moments. So I think that we can prod ourselves, right? We can start to poke at the veils. We poke at the veils but with inquiry, with asking ourselves questions. Where am I shut down? Where's the music gone? Where's the light not getting in? Where am I not dancing? Where am I not laughing? So just ask yourself and allow the answers to emerge through sensation, through moments of joy. You may surprise yourself. You know, what happens when we start asking ourselves these really, really powerful questions is that the world starts to organize, or the universe, the intelligence, starts to organize on our behalf. And we start to then recognize these moments of aliveness, which, funny enough, I wrote in my book. My whole book is about being awake and fully alive. I got it when I was writing, but I think in the process of writing, I lost some of it. Wow, that's really, feels really good to admit that. So thank you for listening. Thank you for playing with me. Thank you for joining me on this spectacular journey and for discovering together this incredible lightness of being human, being alive, of laughing, of crying, of singing, of dancing, and of just being here, embodied, empowered, and ecstatic today. If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play, and help me help more folks show up for their high-definition, high-voltage life.